96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. If you're a woman in love, tomorrow, Valentine's Day, is a day to look forward to, you know, roses, romantic dinners, and time with your boo. If you're not a woman in love, or if you're not a woman in a relationship, it may not be as much fun. What a lot of single women are doing today, or even tomorrow, is Galentine's Day. Yeah, with a G, not a V. Galentine's Day celebrations. Getting together with girlfriends just to bond, or perhaps commiserate about their single status. Ladies, would you do a Galentine's Day? Do you think it's emotionally healthy? Well, we have two perspectives tonight. Crystal Glass from Real Life Conversations with Crystal Glass is in studio. Also, G. Sanders, professional matchmaker and co-founder of Black Love Industry Professionals. Okay, lines are open. We're using that special number again tonight at 202-588-1595. That's 202-588-1595. We're going to take as many phone calls as we can. If you have difficulty getting through, if the line is busy, please keep trying. I promise I will get to you. Also, don't forget you can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Crystal G, thanks for coming in. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so Crystal, give me a working definition of Galentine's Day.
You know, it really is. It's a faux holiday. It's a fictional holiday that came about, I want to say, in 2010. And at the core of it, it's really about women celebrating female friendship. So, of course, the holiday season can be difficult for single women and men, to be clear. But Galentine's Day presents an opportunity for women to get together, like you said, and really just convene and have that emotional outlet, if you will.
And probably, and you see, she is laughing already, and probably with something akin to an adult beverage or three.
Exactly.
Right. So what's the laugh for, G?
Actually, I only became aware of Galentine's like a year ago. So Crystal is actually giving me some historical aspects to it. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned earlier when we were just chatting, I'm not completely opposed to it, but I have some concerns about what's happening in the Galentine's. Some libations and some food and some getting together is great, but some of the Galentine's is turning into kind of like you said, commiserating the negativities of romantic relationships or I can't use that word, but I think it's the Martin Lawrence, the kind of the joke he had a long time ago with like women having the parties, like the FM girl parties.
Oh, okay.
and I used to go to a lot of those back in the day because the 90s was big on the FM girl parties, FM, and you put the dress on and so forth. And we had a good time and we partied and bonded and just hung out, drank, did whatever. I'm just a little bit concerned that a lot of the bonding is just kind of turning into kind of making it less something people want to do is focus on romance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think some of the women may choose to do this, but then they're secretly feeling like I'd actually like to look for a date, but I don't want to miss Galentine's. So I'm just a little concerned that some of the women are not brave enough to say, I love you, but I don't want to be at your brunch.
Or at your unhappy hour.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's one angle, but I don't think the idea is that just because you're single, you're unhappy. That narrative is so redundant that it's just, at this point, it's getting ridiculous. There are many women that are healthy, happy, and are single, but are also proactively, you know, looking for a relationship. And then there are that segment of women that are bitter, that are, you know, really looking for a pity party, but I think Galentine's Day is the total opposite. I think it's more about a celebration than an actual, because we can't say it on the air. But
exactly. Yeah,
but those parties exist too.
202-588-1595. 202-588-1595. 1595, a special phone number tonight for the Daily Drum. As we talk about Galentine's Day, the Valentine's Day Eve for the Eves, for the ladies to sit around and to talk and to plot, to plan, perhaps bond and discuss romance or lack thereof. What do you think about that? And is that just something for the 13th of February? Is it quite possible that we could see a glut of women also taking over the romantic tables on the 14th of February? If you have a question or a comment, like I said, we've got a special number tonight, 202-588-1595, 202-588-1595. So you said something I thought was kind of interesting, Crystal. You know, some women may say, or I'm sorry, or maybe it was G, you know, maybe either way, that perhaps, I love you, but I really don't want to be here. I need to, I'd like to be out trying to make a connection. But isn't it a little late at that point to make a connection before Valentine's Day? And maybe you should just do a 24-hour, 36-hour hiatus until the 16th of February.
No, I mean, 15th. Yeah, no, I've been single longer than I've been married, and just being a matchmaker, having, I would say now, like thousands of interactions with single men and women in this area. I definitely agree with Crystal that it's definitely not a disease to be single. When I was single, I enjoyed it. I loved it, actually. I didn't have any problems being single. But I think what's happening is, and I think even I heard recently some chatter about Leslie Jones talking about,
from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
right.
She just mentioned kind of just being open and vulnerable that she doesn't want to die alone. My only concern about Galentine's, that's why I said I support women bonding together, have a really healthy friendship circle. I love my girlfriend's sisters and have a strong mother in my life. But I just think at a certain point, sometimes we're not leaving the room for vulnerability to just talk about those of us who are the Jones of the girlfriends or the Charlottes of the Sex and the Cities, that we're kind of being beat down as if like vulnerability or saying I want to be in a relationship this time next year is being overshadowed with saying, no, let's just bond together, support each other, let's hang out and so forth. So I just want women to feel comfortable to have their voice and not be shamed either way. You shouldn't be shamed that you're single, but you shouldn't be shamed because you want to be in a relationship.
Let's go to Lynn. Lynn calling from D.C. Lynn, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Gosh, we lost Lynn. Give me a call back if you can. 202-588-1595. 202-588-1595. But I think, let's be fully transparent. Let's be very honest here that, yeah, you do have some women that are, single in the city and just having a ball with that. And when I say having a ball, I'm not suggesting that they're out there, being promiscuous or anything like that. They are happy with themselves. They are emotionally happy, spiritually happy. But, Crystal, you have these conversations a lot. Mm-hmm. Aren't a lot of those women really in the minority?
I don't think so.
That's what they're telling you.
That could be it also. But I really think that as we have these type of conversations, it really does open up space to have like the real conversations around women who want to talk about how sometimes being in a relationship takes away from your female friendships and how women have a challenge balancing that, balancing being able to take care of their man, but also maintain their female friendships. And even as I'm aging in womanhood and learning that, some of my friends are getting married, some are having children, it does take a toll on your friendship. So having this day such as Galentine's Day where you can dedicate that day to your female friends, I think is super important. But to answer your question about those type of women being in the minority, I don't think so. I think women are coming out of the dark stage of feeling, bitter and feeling defeated and are really looking to alternative options, online dating, matchmaking services. So I think we're in a different time. And I think that a lot of women are looking for outlets to simply just bond and befriend each other.
Now, you said you're aging in womanhood. How old are you, if I can ask?
A woman never tells, uh-huh. But
Yeah, black don't crack. Yeah.
That's right. What do you, that's right.
But, yeah, right. It's all downhill for you now. I can just let me go to the phone here. 202-588-1595. 202-588-1595. Damon calling from Temple Hills, speaking for the men out there. What's on your mind? Go ahead, Damon.
Well, what's on my mind is Valentine's Day should be January 1 to December 31st.
Mm-hmm.
As much as it would be Father's Day, Mother's Day, Governor's Day, whatever day it is, it's LGBT day to the fullest. Why do you have to specify and take out one day?
Well, I think, and thank you for that, and I think that a lot of women would probably agree with that if they have someone with whom they can celebrate. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, gee, I met your husband, which is why he's not here tonight, because you said that he's home with, you know, the
grandchild. Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's not. He's out shopping for you. We've already talked. He's a planner. So is it really... You know, I would imagine, and I know, you know, Crystal probably, you know, may disagree with this, but I think that, as we know, a lot of women, when they get hooked up with someone, when they become involved in a relationship, then the girlfriends are like, you know, well, where's Betty? Or, well, you know, Betty's got a boyfriend now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, because Betty ghosts, she's gone. You know, shouldn't women, your friends, understand that if your girlfriend, who all of a sudden develops a relationship, is no longer as available as she was when she was single?
I think we are impacted by how our relationships evolved. I'm a single mother. I had my son extremely early. So my life was impacted, whereas 20-something years old, my friends were graduating college and partying, hanging out. I had to take care of my son. So my life was changed at that point. So if you're in a relationship with someone and you're spending more time with that person, obviously it may impact not only your sister friends, it could impact your own parent relationship or even like your colleagues. If you usually hang out after happy hour, now you have a husband or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a wife, you're like, I got to get home. And I just think these are things of acceptance and understanding. But I think also it's okay to say, I want to go home. And it's okay also to say, you know what? I'm glad I don't have to go home. I think that we have to just be accepting and respectful of people's statuses. Mm-hmm. And again, I just think there's just a lot of shame either way, because I think even there's some generational differences. Me and Crystal were talking probably when I was Crystal's age. And I don't know what that is. I don't know what Crystal's age
is. She's not even old enough to drink, probably.
Exactly.
I know she is too young, right. You know, but when I was Crystal's age, I might have had a different mind state. But I know for a lot of my clients, we typically serve women in their late 30s, early 40s. I just simply say that intention and effort have to be a part of a romantic goal. So ultimately, you might need to separate some times from the wolf pack of sorts.
202-588-1595. 202-588-1595. Quickly, Walter, what's on your mind?
Hey, good evening.
Hey.
And you, your guest. I'm a bachelor.
Uh-huh.
Not married, no kids. So Valentine's Day to me is just an ordinary day. But I was just saying that when there's one part that the women want to gather as sisterhood,
mm-hmm.
say we don't need no man, but then they cry out, where can we find a man? So you can't have it both ways, that you want to be successful, you want to have it all, but then you're going to have to sacrifice whether to be with a man. Are you willing to sacrifice, be away from the sisterhood altogether,
mm-hmm.
or do you want to be with somebody that's going to respect you, honor you, and respect you?
Walter, hold on, because there's a question I do want to ask you on the other side. And for our listeners who are calling in and finding the line busy, keep trying. I promise we will be taking your phone calls even after 7:30 on SiriusXM, channel 141. The phone number is 202-588-1595, 202-588-1595. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM, channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation about Galentine's Day in just a few seconds. Stay with us. Back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we're continuing our conversation about single women, relationships, and Galentine's Day, the day before Valentine's Day that has been trending of late, where women get together, if they are unattached, to bond with other women and talk about what it is like to be single. My guests are Crystal Glass. She is from Real Life Conversations with Crystal Glass and G. Sanders. She's a professional matchmaker and co-founder of Black Love Industry Professionals. Have a special phone number for you tonight, 202-588-1595, 202-588-1595. Real quick, Walter, because I've got to take another phone call. Now, you said you're a bachelor, so you're unattached. You don't have anyone special in your life?
No.
Okay, but if you did, would tomorrow be just another day?
I would say it would be just an ordinary day, but then...
Okay, yeah, that's the wrong answer, Walter.
I disagree. And I actually want to challenge Walter and the last caller. So the last caller, this idea that every day is Valentine's Day, that sounds good, but there definitely should be days dedicated where you express your love. You know, whether we believe in all of these fictional holidays, if you ask me, there's days set aside for... And those same men who say that are the same men that want to be honored on Father's Day, are the same men that want the biggest Christmas gift. So the men who say that every day is Valentine's Day, that always just...
And then
to Walter's point...
He would have somebody and it's still just another day.
Right, you wouldn't have her for long.
Walter. But anyway, thank you, Walter. And happy February 14th to you tomorrow. 202-588-1595. That's 202-588-1595. G, is tomorrow a special day for you?
I mean, as a matchmaker, I get...
I didn't ask you.
You weren't born a matchmaker.
Right. You were born a woman with emotions.
And I don't work on Valentine's.
Okay.
Not anymore.
Okay.
I actually used to, because being that love is my profession, and being that people, you know, definitely during this time are looking into different pathways towards romantic success, we get a lot of uptick in just leads. I tend to just want to fall back and just hang out with my husband. But I understood, I think, Damon's point that in general, you know, celebrating love should be year round. But I don't think there's anything wrong. Again, it goes back to it's the shaming. There's nothing wrong if you do want to get the balloons and the teddy bear. I think we tend to just not support each other and be respectful. And I think that it can be all year long. But the reality is we're seasonal. So we are impacted by the season, holidays. There's things that happen on Christmas that don't happen, you know, during the summer. You just look at the weather. We are impacted by the spring because all of a sudden we can start taking off our winter coats and we feel good. We're out more. I even tell my clients the best time to date is during the winter. Mm-hmm. Cuffing season is real. People do want to snuzzle buzzle a little bit more, you know, when it's cold outside.
That's a technical term, snuzzle buzzle.
My mama.
Yes.
So snuzzle buzzle.
Okay.
So, but I mean, Crystal just makes a really good point, though, too, I think, is that although me and her may see differently about Galentine's, we definitely agree that I think that being in a supportive arena, if you need the love, I just think make it effective and functional, not just about the hangout and the hate or the negativity. Ensure that you're really checking on your sister, because some people are really depressed around this time.
Right.
And you should have a forum to be able to be open with your sisters. Mm-hmm. Again, if you can't be honest and open with your sisters at this Galentine's, I don't support it.
Which goes back to what I was saying before to Crystal. When you have these conversations with, you know, with women about being single, and they will say, I am fine in my singleness, how do you know that they are being authentic?
That's a really good question. I think a lot of the signs are there. I think you know when you're in the environment of a healthy, happy woman, and you know when you're in the environment of a woman that's jaded. And I think healthy women tend to uplift healthy women, and they really don't have the type of conversations that typically an unhealthy or unhappy woman would have. Healthy women have conversations about the type of men that they want and about the type of relationship that they are looking for and the type of woman that they are looking to become to attract that man. It's the difference between a happy woman who is, you know, really actively excited and looking for a healthy relationship, and a woman who's just kind of in the dark and believing that, you know, happiness isn't for her or a healthy relationship isn't for her. So I think it's a huge difference.
Mm. But I think sometimes we don't. Sometimes I don't think we do know, though. Sometimes, and I'll say this specifically more as a black woman. Black women is the niche that we actually serve at my agency mostly. I think as black women, sometimes we feel like we have to carry the weight of the world. And so if we are independent and don't want to be in a relationship, unfortunately, we're not given grace to say that we can't be supportive of somebody else's relationship. Like Crystal said, it's, you know, there's lots of women who are actually happily single, and then we don't know how to approach them because we're thinking that they're angry or against mm-hmm. love, but they're actually happily single. But then we have a lot of women masking because everything else in their life is going well, except for romance. And so behind the veil, they are really suffering in silence because, like a Leslie Jones, I don't want to die alone. There is nothing wrong with saying that. I think that we're not allowing, and I'll say it again, black women to be vulnerable. It's like we're, you know, there's no in between. We just don't get graces. We're either bees or queens. You know, there's some people in between. There's things that are, you know, some grace where some women are struggling and they do need their sisters. And so, again, if Galentine can be functional and not just festive, I think it can be really good for women who actually need that time with their sisters, even if you're in a relationship.
202-588-1595, 202-588-1595. Keisha calling from Rockville. Keisha, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I just wanted to encourage all of the single men and women out there to use Valentine's Day as a way to love on yourself. You know, I've been single. This is now my second Valentine's Day without a serious relationship. And I used to be sad, but now I literally celebrate myself. I mean, I just came from the store buying flowers. I have a massage I'm going to do tomorrow after work. And I use that time to love on myself. I think that sometimes it's people think that because you're single, you're sad on that day. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't have to be the case.
Mm-hmm. What was it that brought you to the point where you decided that that would be the thing to do? Is that a was that a distraction to keep you from thinking about being without a mate? Or was this, gosh, you know, my shoulder is a little sore. Let me go get a massage. Gosh, I really like the smell of flowers. Let me do that. I mean, you can be honest. It's just between, you know, the three of us and the rest of the world on satellite radio.
It definitely was not about a distraction. It was really a concerted effort to love me in that I'm not waiting on someone to go and buy me flowers. I'm not waiting on someone to get my favorite, you know, chocolates. I know what I like, and I spoil myself. So it's just about taking that time. And, you know, I have a girlfriend who has been married for years, and when I share with her what I did, because I started doing it last year, I share with her, I'm going all out. This is what I'm doing. I was very excited. And she said, oh, well, it's just another day. It's just another day. But that's easy to say when you're married or you have someone that you know when you come home, there's going to be something there for you. I use the time to love me and love on me. That's it.
Interesting. Keisha, thank you so much. And happy Love on You Day tomorrow.
That's a beautiful thing. Yeah. And that's not to be mistaken for she doesn't want to be loved. I think sometimes men hear that mm-hmm. and they hear, oh, she doesn't need a man. She can buy her own roses and her massage. It's the total opposite. She's simply saying, I want to love myself.
The one thing she said that I found a little disconcerting was she has a friend who is married, and her friend said that Valentine's Day is just another day. That to me is considerably more depressing than being, you know, by yourself and having the option to do it for yourself or not, as opposed to being with someone and not having the option of getting something from the one who is supposed to love you.
Yeah, I don't think we should take it for granted, those of us in relationships. And I think, you know, those who are single gentlemen or ladies who are open and wanting to be connected to someone in a healthy relationship, if they hear their friends kind of minimize it and like, oh, you know, girl, please, who cares? We ain't doing nothing anyway. Girl, you want to hang out with us? You want to come get some chicken with us? You know, like, I don't want to be a third wheel. Like, you know, we don't need to
get some chicken.
You know, like, but it's, you know, girlfriends and even guys, I'm sure, don't want to hear people kind of make light of it when at home you are, again, secretly like running around, getting flowers, trying to create dinner, trying to have a romantic night. You shouldn't take it for granted, and you shouldn't minimize it. It doesn't have to be all, you know, the only day that you show love. But I think that sometimes we do kind of make it seem like, oh, who cares? It's just another day, when actually, secretly, we are actually celebrating.
Mm-hmm. Crystal, what kind of conversations do you believe women should have if they decide to do a Galentine's Day, night, what have you? And let's say you have five.
Actually, we just had about 55 women, and the conversation was around sisterly love, just that, about befriending one another. And the conversation was very elevated, very enlightened, and it was really about, it wasn't even really a conversation around relationships and men and our relationship goals. It was really more so around this topic of sisterly love and how important it is that in this time we befriend each other.
Were there any men in the room?
There were men there.
But they were in the back.
They were locked away.
Tied up in the back.
Listen,
bound and gagged.
We love men. Let me speak. I love men. I think there's nothing more beautiful than a black man, to be exact. But there calls for times where, as women, we do need to create spaces where we can connect and bond and go beyond networking, but really bond. So, yeah, we just recently had a conversation, which was under the hashtag Sisterly Love DC, and that's what it was really about, women getting together and celebrating sisterhood.
So what kinds of points were being made during the course of this conversation, since you all were enjoying, actually not saying enjoying, ignoring the male doormats that were in the back of the room or serving drinks or whatever they were doing. So what were they talking about? What points struck you specifically?
You know, some of the points was this idea of being able to balance your relationships and your female friendships, being able to still nurture your female friendships. So there's this idea, and of course, each woman is different, but there's the idea that a man can just drag you through the mud, just like put you through it, and you'll go back and back and back. But the minute one of your female friends, you might have a disagreement, or there may be something that causes tension, is like, you're done forever. Like, no, there's no resolution. There's no, you know, returning to the relationship. So that came up quite a few times, this idea of like dismissing your female friends at the drop of a dime, but willing to, you know, go years with a man that treats you less than.
And I think that can be healthy and constructive. If, again, the women in the forum, again, are being honest and vulnerable, I think you're right. We do tend to kind of forget that having healthy relationships is beyond romantic relationships. They're just connecting to your family or your children or whomever, and those things are important, too. But I think sometimes, again, like in certain settings, that people just have to have a space to just also feel comfortable enough that if they're not kind of agreeing, that they can still have their voice. And so sounds like your forum was doing that. I'm just so concerned about women just bonding. And then I think that group can also be for women who may not have friends. There's a lot of women who are struggling with their friendships. But I know a lot of women who got good friendships, so I'm like, why are you going on Galentine's when you just saw me yesterday? It was a happy hour.
Especially, you know, with the chicken and everything else. We're going to take a break. I have some points that I want to get in after this break, but lines are still open at 202-588-1595. 202-588-1595. Galentine's Day, the Valentine's Day Eve. Women bonding. We'll be back in just a bit.
get your clothes.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are continuing our conversation about single women and Galentine's Day, that Valentine's Day Eve, the day before Valentine's Day, when single women may get together to bond, to reinforce their friendships with a foundation of their singleness. Is that healthy? Is that something that you would do or that you believe is a good thing? 202-588-1595, 202-588-1595. Lines are still open. So here's the question for you, G, that I wanted to kind of drill down on this from earlier. If you have a girlfriend who may have been single for, extended period of time and is always around for her other girlfriends, then she gets involved. And so then she disappears, or she ghosts, or however you want to describe it. But one would argue that traditionally, if you're just talking about kind of, traditional relationships and the like, the end result may be to get married or to be permanently attached to this mate. And as they, say in during those wedding ceremonies, forsaking all others. Mm-hmm. Now, not to put too fine a point on the whole forsaking point, because I believe that you still need to be attached to those people who are very, very significant. But shouldn't your girlfriends not expect you to be around once they realize that this friend has become attached to someone?
And I mean, I've dated a lot, probably more than maybe the average woman of sorts. I mean, I've gone out a lot of men, and I've had a lot of incremental relationships and a few long term. And I remember being that woman that was just like, for any random dude, that I was just foregoing my friendships and passing by significant relationships. I remember almost compromising a really close friendship for a man, as Crystal said, wasn't really down for me. Mm-hmm. And I remember being that woman. So I believe when you're in a healthy relationship, you and your man or your woman, you merge your lives together. And so subsequently, there isn't any competition. There isn't no feelings of disrespect. I love my husband's best friend. We are bonded and I want him to spend time with his boy. My husband loves my girlfriends, but I have been in relationships before where the man I was with didn't want me to go out, didn't want me to hang out. And I went along with it. And my friends had to check me. And I had to grow from that because that man is gone and my girls are here. So I celebrate the fact that my sisters are my lifelong partners. But the reality of it is they also are very respectful that when I got a good man in my life, that he's also going to be inclusive. So we don't have to compete. It's enough of me and enough of them to merge our schedules together that there is no issue.
And to that point, Crystal, if one of your, good girlfriends does become involved in a relationship and she vanishes or is just not significantly available as she was before, and then after 6 months, 8 months, a year, it falls apart. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't your girlfriends, under the best circumstances, be willing to welcome her back to the fold with open arms without judgment?
Oh, yes. But the without judgment is more so there does have to be a conversation, and there does, because I've been through that, and it hurts just as much as a relationship heartbreak when you have a close female friend that really does vanish and really does lose herself in a relationship. And for me, what I've seen is that's kind of what it boils down to. It boils down to some women lose their identity. Some women get into a relationship and really completely neglect all other areas of their life because their relationship is their main focus. Now, it's not to say the relationship shouldn't be their main focus, but it should be a balance and making sure that you're still nurturing your female friendship. So in the situation that I had, it was heartbreaking because it was a friend of mine who was with someone someone that was really detrimental to her on all levels, her emotional health, her physical health, her financial health. And to see that relationship play out was really difficult. And years later, almost really like 4 or 5 years later, when it ended, she did run back to her friends, and we definitely opened her, you know, welcomed her with open arms. But from my end, there was a conversation that you can't, you know, utilize people in that way. You can't utilize your female friends in that way.
Was she receptive to what she was hearing?
Yeah, she was. She was. And I think a lot of it was just maturity. I think a lot of it was seeing that, okay, I can't just call you for a shoulder to cry on, but when you actually want to hang out, I do need to, you know, make time for that also. And I think as women, we tend to do that. I see men a lot where it's just, they have a great bonding experience. It's no pressure. It's just an easygoing thing for them. But women, it's somewhat, sometimes we have to put intention into it, and we have to put a little more effort and attention into making sure that we're still nurturing our female friendships, because it is a place where you can hurt a woman by turning your back on her and only reaching out when you need her, when you're hurt, you know? So I think at the end of the day, it needs to be that balance.
Do you agree with that?
I think that ultimately you start to refine your friendship circle. I think the woman who I was at 25, I am not, and I openly say I'm 47, I'm not that same woman. So the woman that might have taken my girls for granted and just said like, oh, I'm dating this guy, and so I don't have time for you. We doing this. I recognize now exactly what Krista said. It's got to be about a healthy balance. But I think also, if you don't have any healthy friendships, you're unlikely to have a healthy romantic relationship, because the connection starts early of learning how to do that balance. And Crystal and I is actually in a forum where we talked about, what did you learn about love from your parents? So if you see your parents isolating, if you see your mother just always pouring into her father and she doesn't have any friends, or vice versa, your father doesn't have any friends, you know, maybe that's what you learned, that, hey, you don't do anything. You don't even have any single friends. You only have married friends. There's a lot of people who believe in those type of things because that's what they were taught. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, we have to kind of understand each other's origin in order to ensure that, you know, sometimes there are friends who are transactional. They are not your ride or die. Mm-hmm. So as you grow, you start to learn who is going to accept and respect my relationship. And as a woman, I know I am never going to forgo one of my girls and just miss their birthday just because of the fact that I'm like, oh, me and Kevin was just hanging out eating chicken.
You should have brought a bucket. Now, you said you don't work on the 14th of February, on Ooh. Valentine's Day.
Not anymore.
Right. But what is it that you're single clients are doing today and tomorrow? Have you had a conversation with them? What do they do if they are unattached?
One of them right now is running the beach half naked. She just sent me pictures, looking beautiful. She's at Carnival. And
I don't believe it. Send me a picture. I'm just kidding.
Looking beautiful, having fun, and enjoying herself. She likes to travel. But in the midst of me talking to her about her travel, she's a single woman. She's not in a committed relationship right now. So that's what she can do. And that's what she likes to enjoy. But she is exploring two gentlemen, one that I identified, one that she had found on her own. And so I explained to her, although you're enjoying yourself, you should still be fostering a connection. There should be some texting. There should be some, a little bit of flirting. So if you're
texting,
because she can't necessarily always talk, maybe, you know, out of the country. But I encourage, obviously, conversation.
Okay. Yeah,
and texting, just to kind of, texting is for flirting and just for logistics. Building,
because that's another show.
Exactly.
Don't get me started about that.
But definitely. But just encouraging my clients to just, if you're single now, you should be having fun and just doing things to keep yourself, you know, in this open field. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be hiding and retreating and saying, because I don't have anyone. But also, we talk about the analogy of a sport. It's a great time to build your team. Although a lot of people think like this is a time for couples, just like the gentleman who said like he's not booed up, he's not doing anything. Mm-hmm. He's probably somebody out there who would be open to a Black Panther date. you know, like you look at opportunities to say, like, for everyone who's booed up, there's probably just as many who is like, hey, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. So keep your eyes open. Don't put your head down during Valentine's. Look up, look straight. There's probably somebody standing right in front of you who want to have fun.
We really haven't talked about the single men. This conversation always falls on, you know, single women, how they feel. But I know quite a few, I know a handful of men who are single and who are depressed, who really, you know, they're looking for a good quality woman, and they're looking for all the things that women are looking for. So there's definitely, to the men out there that are single, there's definitely a lot of men that also deal with emotions and deal with, you know, going through holiday season, whether it's the past holiday season we just went through or Valentine's Day, single.
But they're not having guy time.
Yeah, I mean, the topic only of the show is galentine's, not guy-in-time.
You know,
men in times, you know.
There's definitely bromance.
Yeah, so, I'll tell you what, Crystal, I'll give you the last minute and tell me about the one guy that you brought from the back of the room. did any of the guys talk about being single, or were they just overshadowed and shouted down by the 50 or so women that were?
You know what? In this past conversation, not really. They weren't as vocal.
I guess not.
They really weren't.
Oh, I'm not getting
but
into that
I think
mess.
Men should be more vocal. I think they should, because there's not enough, you know, conversations on, you know, how men feel about the dating pool and, you know, what men are looking for. And I think even beyond that, I think just having forums where singles can connect. I've been to events that were catered to singles, and honestly, the men don't even look your way. So I think social skills is also something we should be talking about. Yeah, people are texting. What's your Instagram? What's my Instagram? You mean my number? Like, yeah. So I think we also need to have a conversation on just the relationship
engagement
between our men and women. Yeah.
How to engage.
Yeah.
Well, we will definitely have a show about that. I can see my producer, you know, starting to rub her hands together and figure that one out. So who knows? We may do that. And if we do, I'm sure we will have you back with some guys. So anyway, Crystal Glass and G. Sanders, thank you so much for talking to us. Happy Valentine's Day to both of you. I appreciate
thank you.
Thank you as well.
You so
happy
much.
Valentine's Day, Mom and Dad.
There you go. That's the Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141 for this Tuesday, February 13th. Valentine's Day is tomorrow, fellas. I'm Harold Fisher. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3.